What's happening, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Avery Speaks. Avery Speaks is a podcast empowering our families and communities. Avery Speaks also can be heard on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor, and many other major platforms. On today's episode, I want to speak about a comment that was made by Lil Nas X as he was being interviewed on a nationally syndicated radio show, The Breakfast Club, with Charlamagne Tha God, DJ Envy, and Angela Yee. DJ Envy asked Lil Nas X, does he feel that he should have any responsibility when creating his content? Because little kids are listening, our children are listening. And his reply was, and I quote, fuck your kids. Now, as a black man in America, as a father of three daughters, as a husband, I couldn't allow this to go by without saying anything. And I really don't understand why this is not being spoken about in our neighborhoods and our communities all across America. So stay tuned and I'll dive right into this. I'll be right back. Okay, first of all, if you haven't had a chance to listen to the interview with Lil Nas X on The Breakfast Club, I would advise you to listen to it on YouTube, because when you hear the words, fuck your kids, come out of his mouth, you will not believe that he said that. You're going to have to play it back just to see if he really said that out of his mouth, because this is the guy, this is the black male that made this song called Old Town Road that millions of kids were singing. America has brought Lil Nas X into schools to speak to our children, you know, and he's going to say fuck your kids after, I'm sure it was these kids' parents who purchased his albums or his songs, because that's who he catered to when he first came out. And if you think about it, that's who he's still catering to, because an adult male, adult women will not follow Lil Nas X. So of course he's catering to the children. So when a man has made millions of dollars off of your children and then turns around when he's asked if he feels he should have any responsibility to them, and he turns around and says, fuck your kids. No, not fuck your kids. Fuck you for even saying that, because you're letting white America use you. You're a black male on a nationally syndicated radio show. In front of millions of listeners, you get on there and say, fuck our kids, fuck the black community kids, basically, because you are a black male. I won't call you a black man, because a black man will not get on a radio station and sell his soul like that and disrespect our kids and himself. So I don't understand why he wasn't checked right there on the spot by Charlamagne Tha God, by DJ Envy, and a woman that was there, Angela Yee, for saying, fuck our kids. When he said that, all three of them giggled as if it was funny. If it was like it was a joke or something. There's nothing funny about a black man on a national platform saying, fuck your kids. What's very upsetting to me is that a platform so big, so huge, such as the Breakfast Club, knowing that most of their audience are black families, black kids, black youth, allow a black male to say such harsh words towards our children and not be corrected on air immediately. You know, we know the music industry, radio, TV, all media, you know, anytime it comes to black people being degraded, something negative said about black people, something said negative to our community, it's disregarded. Just like they giggled and laughed and viewed it as entertainment. There's nothing entertaining when you disrespect us as a people and when you disrespect our children and our communities. When are we going to stand up? When are we going to stop laughing and giggling as our children are killing each other in the street because they're listening to negative messaging that's being beat in their heads from these radio stations? And then you have artists like Lil Nas X who have the audacity to make money off of them and off of our children and our communities, and then disrespect us and laugh in our faces while we do nothing. If we continue to fall and not fight and not stand, we're gonna fall for anything, and we're gonna keep being disrespected as a people. I just wanted to bring some awareness about the comments that Lil Nas X made on The Breakfast Club. If you weren't aware, you know, many of you might have thought the song Old Town Road was cute or whatever for your kids and your kids enjoyed it. But for someone to make money off of our children and have the audacity to say fuck our kids don't deserve us at all. And don't deserve our support at all. So I just want us as a community to check each other. You know what I'm saying? If you see someone doing something foul that's going to hurt or say something foul that's going to hurt our community or hurt someone in our community, speak up, stand up, say something. You know, I hope and pray that someone spoke to him, pulled him to the side and said, hey man, I know you're making a lot of money, but that ain't it when you disrespecting us as a people. Don't sell your soul. I understand that, you know, he had some devil worshiping shoes and all that type of stuff too. So, you know, there's a line that a lot of people are crossing for money. And it's sad. So as a black man, what I'm going to continue to do, because I owe it to my community, I'm going to continue to write books that are uplifting and empowering to our children, to our women, to our families. And I just hope and pray that more people start standing up, because the media, white America, all of these platforms and artists who say things and think like Lil Nas X, all they care about is the money, the bottom line. And I'm pretty sure that's why no one on The Breakfast Club checked him when he said, fuck our kids. You know, man. Thank you once again for joining me on another episode of Avery Speaks. Also, don't forget that I'm a best-selling author of 6 inspirational books. And you can visit averywashington.com to purchase autographed copies of my inspirational books. So until next time, peace and blessings.